Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about, well, whatever's on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Cantwell.
Ian's off tonight, so you got us. 855-450-free. You can also use Skype. We are LRN, that's as in Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM on Skype. So you can just call in there or, you know, send a friend request first, then we'll take care of that during the show. And you can call in, and usually it sounds a bit better. 855-450-FREE. We talked, it's probably been a year since we talked about this story, but it seems to be the ongoing Kafka-esque trial of this, is it Iowa legislator or something like that?
Yeah, his name is Henry, I think it's Rahons is the name, and he's a Republican legislator in Iowa. And apparently, I just caught wind of this story the other day, and he's been charged with third-degree sexual assault in Iowa for having consensual sex with his wife.
Third-degree sexual assault for having sex with his wife. All right, we have to hear more, right?
Yeah. I mean, the catch here is sort of that, okay, so the situation is that the wife is an Alzheimer's patient, okay? She's in a nursing home, and so there's some issues of whether or not she's capable of consenting to sex.
Sure. Like, the government says that certain people aren't capable of consenting to sex, and I would agree with them on some subjects, and others I'm not sure about. Like, for instance, they'll say, I'm with them on this one. Seven-year-olds really can't consent to sex. However, they will say that certain people of some level of retardation, or whatever the term is, special needs, I don't know, otherly mental.
Mental impairment.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. That they're not able to consent. And I don't really know what the answer to that is. I mean, I don't know if you're 22 years old and you have an IQ of 45, does that mean you're not, I mean, you know, I mean, there's dogs with higher IQs, but people with IQs that low.
Right.
I mean, does that mean you're not capable of consenting? I don't know the answer to that, but it seems to me that...
I think that if you're 25 years old and you haven't been laid yet, I'm pretty sure that you really, really want to get laid, whether you have an IQ of 45 or 150.
So there's also people that, you know, obviously people have dementia. If a couple has been married for a long time and one of them begins to, you know, go a little batty, as is wont to do with us these days, is it not okay to have sex with your wife any longer? What if you both go batty? Can you do it then?
Well, you know, that's the thing that you get into, and I mean, they make similar cases with like alcohol and stuff, right? They say, well, if one woman, Lacey Green, and a number of people are on the same page as it, but I went off on this one particular woman who said, you know, if a woman is too drunk to drive, then she's too drunk to consent to sex. It doesn't matter if you have also been drinking, then you are a man, so you are therefore a rapist. And so, you know, if there's a situation where this in the case of Henry Rahons in Iowa, she's been taken out of his home against his will, but mind you, by the way, okay? So, like, he didn't want his wife, I believe her name is Donna, he didn't want Donna to leave the house, and but Donna's daughters from a previous marriage began to get, like, concerned about her well-being, right?
Right, sure.
That he would, you know, he's a busy guy, he's a political figure, and he would have to go do things, and he could not always be next to her, and so they were like, hey, we want to put her in a home, and finally they, like, did it, like, while he was at work. Like, he came home, and his wife was gone.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's not happy about this, and then he's, you know, and then he's going and visiting her in the nursing home, and there are occasions where, yeah, this woman's a little off her rocker, right? But she says, shall we play a bit? You know, and she's asking for sex.
Wow. Okay. It's a bizarre story. Let's go to Richard calling in from Northeast California. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I just find it odd that, like, government workers are trying to pass laws on sex, because, like, I didn't even know that Cylons bred. Like, that's a new one on me.
What?
But I was more curious about anybody who works for government's a Cylon.
Gotcha.
I was more curious about New Hampshire. Like, what pH are you guys' wells out there?
What is the pH of the wells in New Hampshire?
Yeah, like somebody on well water, what's like the average pH going on?
You know, I've got well water, and I couldn't tell you what my pH is. You know, they come out and check it every once in a while, and I, you know, like I'm completely ignorant of that piece of information. The internet might be able to whip up something for you, though.
Yeah, I've got, I get my water from the city of Keene, I'm pretty sure, and I can tell you that it don't taste bad. And
it's also not fluoridated here in southwest New Hampshire.
That's, I have heard that.
Yeah, I'm just in the middle of nowhere, but I also watched the Derek J. Gun carry appeal thing, and I just thought that was absurd because, I mean, I'm calling from California, but I live in a county in California where the more cows and people... We don't have parking meters or traffic lights, and it's a shall issue county. Like, they can't deny you for that. And I just thought that
can you carry a gun around in that county?
We used to think the same thing about the state of New Hampshire. We used to think that this was a shall issue state. And then they said, hey, well, you shall issue unless we determine that you are not a, quote, suitable person, which, you know, really threw us for a loop with the Derek J thing. But you're saying you're in California and your county is a shall issue?
Yeah, most of Northern California is. Like, California gets a bad rap, but, like, we're not all, like, Bay Area or L.A. people. Like, I mean, I'm super rural. For me to drive to a Walmart is 100 miles one way. And we don't have any – well, we have a Subway. That's, like – or I hope I didn't – but that's, like, our only fast food here. But, we're out – way up in the mountains, but most of Northern California is like that, and like a whole bunch of counties I've lived in, parts of Humboldt have parking meters, but like Trinity, Siskiyou, Modoc.
Let me ask you this, Richard: can you carry that gun around? Is it only in the county?
Yeah. Well, no. It's good for the sheriff gives it to you, and if you live in a county that's, like, under 10,000 people, like, they can't say no. And,
but you can't take that thing to L.A.
You can.
Yes? Can or can't?
You can. You're allowed to. Yes. And so that's what I found odd. Like, California gets a bad rap, but, you know, we're not all like the liberal coasties. Like, you get into Eastern California.
I understand completely. If you were to take California and stick it on the East Coast and run from Maine to South Carolina, I mean, it is a big place.
Yeah, exactly. It should be kind of – it could be its own country. I mean, it's bigger than a lot of countries in Europe and stuff.
It has the seventh largest GDP in the world comparative to France. So it's a big place. Richard, I do appreciate the call. There's a little bit of a click on the line.
Yeah, a little noise there. I mean, it's an interesting thing because, I mean, like, I'm from New York. And New York is the state of New York. I mean, the city of New York is it's a tiny little dot on the map of New York State. But their government, the city government, has so much influence in the state government that you get screwed all the way from top to bottom, and it's really bad. So you have there are obviously more tight restrictions on guns in New York City than there are in, say, Albany. But you certainly don't get a shall issue permit anywhere in New York, and even if you get a state issued permit, you still can't even carry it into New York City. It's crazy.
No, they say otherwise, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, every place is different on these gun laws. It's really interesting. You can have whatever tools you want except for the tools for defending yourself.
Yeah, and that's why I've got like an app on my phone that's like the concealed carry app. So it sort of tells me, gives me a rough outline of, you know, where I'm good and where I'm not and what the variations on the regulations are from place to place. Because what seems like perfectly legal here, it's like I could accidentally cross the border into Massachusetts and become a convicted felon inside of 500 feet.
The story that we're talking about here with this Iowa legislator has been charged with third-degree sexual assault for having sex with his wife.
Yeah, consensual sex with his wife.
Fascinating stuff. I want to explore this just a little bit more when we come back. It sounds like a witch hunt to me, but we'll see. 855-450-3733. Is there a circumstance where an adult can't make a decision to have sex? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can give us a call and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
855-450-3733. And we, you know, holidays are coming up, and we recently got our little box of Sherry's berries. These things are delicious. Cantwell, I'm sorry I couldn't save one for you. They're just so good.
These are like the big berries, right? They're like the size of a hand fruit of a strawberry or something.
They're not super, super gigantic, but they are always tasty. I mean, they're not small berries by any stretch of the imagination, but I mean, I've seen gigantic berries, and you know, they don't always taste that good.
Right.
I think that really these are the best described as sort of super premium gourmet berries.
Okay, so they're not the like Monsanto giant Plum Island bioweapon fruit.
Look like a grapefruit. No, they don't. But they are really, really good, and they come in a box, and you know, they're well wrapped and they're really nice, and I can tell you what. You can't eat just one. They're really so good. You're going to be trying to figure out how you can elbow your family and friends out of the way for them. And so I'm recommending these as a holiday gift. They start at $19.99. It's over a 40% savings. Or you can double the berries for just $10 more. And you just need to use coupon code FTL. You go to berries.com. You click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. And berries.com is spelled berries.com. And when you click on that that microphone in the upper right-hand corner, you type in FTL. And it's the perfect gift without any hassle. It's berries.com. Click on the microphone. Type in FTL. Order them today. By the way, they do have a telephone number. It's 866-FRUIT-0. It's 866-FRUIT-0. With Christmas coming next week, there's only one way to get this amazing $19.99 for Sherry's Berries offer, and that's to go to berries.com.
Isn't it Fruit Zero 2?
It's Fruit Zero 2. What'd I say?
You said Fruit Zero.
Oh, my goodness. 866-FRUIT-02.
That's only six digits.
Yeah, what can I tell you? Berries.com. The microphone in the upper right, type in FTL. And get this, because I'm telling you, whoever it is going to love it, whether it's mom, the spouse, dad, whomever. These things are delicious. You want to double the berries, because if you're around, you're going to want some, too. Berries.com.
I think I'm actually going to do that. Like, I'm dreading going back to New York. I'm going back to New York for Christmas pretty soon, and I dread it. Like, I hate Christmas. The whole family thing. And, like, I don't know what to get these people, you know. It's like, I what am I going to do? I have no idea. You have everything you need. And I'm like, all right, maybe I'll get you some fruit.
Can't hurt. Fruit's always a good thing because people like it, especially this time of year. So let's go on with this story of this Iowa legislator who has been charged for having consensual sex with his wife.
Yeah.
And it is a fascinating story that I just can't imagine what's going on there.
Yeah, it's something that drove me completely out of my mind. And it's one of these things that, like, you do hear, especially when I started, like, writing for A Voice for Men and stuff like that, you start looking into more, like, false rape allegations and things like that. And, I mean, this usually involves someone who's claiming to be a victim, right? And sometimes you find out that, hey, in fact, this person was not a victim. And in this case, we've got a person who's not even complaining that somebody else, somebody completely outside of this transaction, is coming in and saying, hey, I know you're married to my mother and all, and I know that she's asking you for sex, but I'm pretty sure that you should go to prison for the next decade. Because I don't approve of your sexual relationship with my mother who opted to marry you.
Yeah, you know, it seems to me that if you're the default answer to sex is yes once you get married.
I think the default answer to sex should be yes all the time, you know.
I don't think that works out. But I think that you can, obviously you can opt out. Honey, I have a headache tonight. That's not going to work out. But, I mean, it's an expectation, right? Like, marriage is, among other things, a contract for sexual relations. As a matter of fact, in many societies, a marriage isn't considered to be legitimate until sex has occurred.
Right.
That's how important it is to that contract.
Exactly. Yeah. And so the other thing that, you know, came up about it for me is like, we understand you as we went to break earlier, you had said, does there come a point where an adult can't make a decision? And I would say in large part that the answer is yes, right? So like if somebody's an Alzheimer's patient and they're in a situation where they can't be trusted to make responsible decisions with their money, for example, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So we understand, like, give somebody a power of attorney, they get to make certain decisions about the person's money. If a person was of sound mind, we wouldn't allow anybody to do that for the most part, right? Nobody gets to just take over control of your bank account unless they're the IRS or something like that.
Well, the spouse does, to some extent.
To some extent, but, like, you can have a bank account that your spouse, you know, can't access without, like, a court order or something like
that,
theoretically. So, I mean, you know, these are situations where, you know, it's a unique situation that if you are not of sound mind, that somebody else gets to make certain decisions for you. A person can decide where you get to live. They can put you in a home against your will, where normally, you know, this would be considered kidnapping, and to do it lawfully, you'd have to have, like, a warrant or something like that. But if you're in a position where you're not of sound mind, then somebody gets to make other decisions for you. Now, we can understand, I think, like, if a stranger or, like, a caregiver at the nursing home started having sex with this woman. Like, I can understand the concern there, right?
Yeah.
That, like, okay, so this woman's not of sound mind, so this stranger comes along and has sex with her. I think it's totally normal to call this guy a rapist and say he's the worst type of criminal, get him out of this industry at the very least, and possibly, yeah, let's consider putting this guy in prison. Because we say that this woman isn't ready to consent.
Well, I think if there's consent going on, that I'm not prepared to say that he needs to be charged, or she, or whomever needs to be charged, but I am willing to say that you're in the wrong line of work if you're, you know, agreeing to sex with your patients when you're a caregiver.
Right. Yeah. At the very least, we should say that this guy should not be working, or woman should not be working in this place if they're going and taking advantage of mentally disabled people. Because even if they're asking for the sex, I mean, it's just sort of like, at the very least, it's unprofessional, right?
Yeah.
We wouldn't want, if you put your mother into a nursing home and then found out that some nurse there was, you know, having sex with her, I imagine you'd be kind of upset about it, right?
Right. I mean, well, for instance, if it's a psychiatrist, suppose I'm going to a psychiatrist and then we begin to have relations or whatever. I feel that's unprofessional, too. I don't think that person, if there was a way to fire them, I would. But at the very least, it should be publicized in the local news that, oh, my God, are you kidding me? A psychiatrist is having sex with, you know, me. I consider myself completely capable of making that decision. But, you know, you got to cut off the professional relationship. There should be a period of time that sort of a cooling off period where you make your decision as to whether or not to date, and then you can do that. But
I don't know. I sort of always hope that, like, Tony Soprano would hook up with his psychiatrist in The Sopranos. I don't know if you watched that.
I hope that's too, but I don't have any idea what's going on there.
Oh, okay. Well, but in any case, but like, so we would say, like, okay, well, this is if it's a stranger, if it's a caregiver or something like that, we would say that there's a problem. Whether or not we call them a rapist, perhaps you and I disagree on that. Right,
yeah.
But we understand that there's a. But with them, we would also call that person a thief, right? If they took advantage of this person to take their money,
yes,
right. If they took this person out of their home and put them in a different place, we would call them a kidnapper. But we understand that the people closest to them, the family member, the spouse especially, gets to make certain choices for a person who becomes disabled that way.
That much is obvious. It's true. What do you think? Is there a situation where an adult's not capable of making a sexual decision? 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs. Lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
855-450-3733. We're talking about this situation where this Iowa legislator, and I guess that doesn't really matter, this Iowa man.
Yeah, I mean, there's an article about this on my website, ChristopherCantwell.com, where I sort of started off with, like, I don't like this guy, right? Like, he's like a moderate Republican. He's sort of, like, voted for some bad stuff against medical marijuana and supported a ban on texting and all different sorts of, like, you know, status things that I don't like. But those are all good reasons for the people of Iowa to, like, vote him out or string him up or something like that. It's not a good reason to charge him with rape.
Agreed. There's a Cantwell during the break. You were asking me about In Freedom's Cause. There's a copy right there that I just let you have, and it's a really great two CD set of audio theater, and it is wholesome for the whole family. I'm sorry, there won't be any cussing in for you. Can you handle that?
I might. I'll edit it. I'll like insert some dirty stuff.
I'm sure that William Wallace probably cussed at some point in his life.
Might have done that a couple of times.
But we probably wouldn't recognize them as cuss words. They probably have been like just over the years gone out of the vernacular. But this is the story of William Wallace and Robert the Bruce. And this is just not any ordinary audio theater. Not that you find... audio theater is pretty much extraordinary these days because you don't find much of it.
Right.
But this is a two-CD production. It's feature length, essentially. It's got big-time actors in it. Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey. Billy Boyd from Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia, James Cosmo from Braveheart, and it's just laid out. The fetch is narrated by a man with an incredible voice and a big name. Ian recognized it. I don't have it right here in front of me, but it's really a great story. It's the story of the struggle of human freedom, one of the greatest stories of the struggle for human freedom in history. It's in freedomscause.com, and you can get the family four-pack for half price with coupon code FTL. It's infreedomscause.com. Use coupon code FTL. Get the family four-pack. It's $50 for all four of them. That's $12.50 a piece. And those are great gifts. You can give those to the kids in your life. Adults, history buffs will enjoy it too. Infreedomscause.com, coupon code FTL. I will not steer you wrong. This thing's amazing.
Yeah, I actually asked him during the break. I said, hey, well, we're not advertising them. Is this thing worth listening to? And he was like, yeah, absolutely. So
Jack loved it. He was really enthralled. And Laura and I, we listened to it at the same time. It's a great story.
I'm going to check it out.
Infreedomscause.com. Let's go to Greg calling in from Brooklyn. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Brooklyn!
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, Greg?
So I just wanted to talk about, I guess, outcomes, because there's sort of two conversations.
About to have a bad outcome.
This is the thing about New York City. It's never quiet there. I've gone to New York City and tried to spend the night. Jeez, it's noisy all the time. Go on, Craig.
It looks like it's tax dollars at work, huh? Anyway.
I live, ambulances are pay per ride.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's interesting.
Can you believe that? That somebody would want a service like getting to the hospital so badly they'd pay for it.
Crazy. I cannot imagine.
I guarantee they're cheaper than your rides.
So I kind of wanted to talk about, welfare, welfare distribution, stuff that liberals talk about. Liberals, progressive-type liberals, not socialist liberals. But I want to say up front, a lot of the time when I have this discussion, looks like a fire, big fire truck. When I have discussions with libertarians, it becomes two or three different topics where I'm talking about outcomes and, yes, maybe the data supports that outcomes are actually better, as in, measurably things improve for more people, but... then the discussion is you're taking the money by force, and then it becomes a moral discussion.
I remember you, Greg. You had called in last Wednesday when I was in here, and I'd actually invite you to go to my website, ChristopherCantwell.com. I actually wrote a pretty lengthy response to your call. Because the thing is, the truth of the matter is, Greg, we're doing a 3-hour radio program. There's 15 minutes in between commercial breaks and stuff like that. It's difficult to hash out every individual point of this thing over the course. We can't dedicate an entire show to every different aspect of it. But I actually wrote a pretty thoughtful response. So if you want to maybe pick out one portion of this, maybe we could try to talk about it for a couple minutes.
And I think, let me respond too, because I think that this is a complaint, and it is a fair complaint, because what happens is that there's this this war of think tanks. Because for every outcome that you're going to point out that's superior, hey, we've had welfare for 100 years and, education's increased. Take a look at this. People are better fed, or whatever the outcomes you're going to look at are. There's somebody on the other side who's done a study that says that that's happened in spite of the things that you've said. So there's the war of the studies doesn't really get us anywhere. And that's one of the reasons that we on this show And libertarians generally tend to retreat to the moral argument, because the moral argument is a sort of, hey, well, you know, if wherever you got by killing, maiming, and destroying, is it okay?
Right, and I think that's a fine argument to have as well, but if you have a moral argument, you can't then go right back to saying, well, you know, for example, property rights and laissez-faire capitalism are totally justified because, look, they've led to better outcomes all around the world. You can't go back and forth and sort of deny that right to the other person, but then you, you know, invoke a completely different discussion.
Yeah, we actually can do that.
We can do it, and we're very good at it.
Yeah, guys. That's exactly. You know, we're the guys with the microphone, so I mean, we can sort of do whatever we want.
But you fairly pointed out, and you're one of the few who's ever pointed it out throughout the years. But I mean, I think that if one bases one's philosophy on property rights, and most people do to some extent or another, like. You know, the liberal argument on property rights is, it's not that property rights don't exist, it's usually that property rights are what I say they are. And so you have this sort of the shifting sands of property rights.
Right.
Because you don't believe that property doesn't exist, right?
I would say that, for example, you may disagree with intellectual property and someone else may agree, and there you go. You know, property rights are not inherently in nature. They are a convention like any other right, in my opinion.
But they're a pretty common convention, like, you know, animals guard territory, you reach for a dog's bowl, you're liable to get bit, that kind of thing?
Yeah, of course. And on the level of, like, a village, that's totally fine. But when you get into, like, you know, just to name, like, off the top of my head, there could be, like, adverse possession, there could be easement, there could be all sorts of things that we don't think about, but that arise in a complex society. So I don't think that property rights themselves, and Milton Friedman or someone like that would agree with that. You know, he wouldn't say.
Oh, he would. Now, when you say they arise in a complex society, I don't know exactly what that means. Is just because they are the way they are today doesn't mean that they have to be the way that they are today. I mean,
right.
Because the people that
they
rule us.
They can be any way. In different societies, they are in different ways. You know, there are Muslim banks that don't charge interest because of the religious laws. It could be whatever it is, and that's what it is. And saying that capitalism, in a certain form of capitalism, is the most moral thing, it may be in that society, but that's only because the property is defined by law. That law is still legislated by lawmakers.
That's true, Greg, but when I back the way I've managed to back you into a corner in the past that you haven't been able to get out of is, am I free to go? Am I being detained? And my question to you is this. You say that it's a complex society. Can I withdraw? Can I take my property and go and say, I don't want it anymore? Because I can tell you the people in the state won't let me do that.
Well, I mean, I think you should be free to go the same way that I'm free to leave Facebook, but then I won't get all the photos and all the nice stuff that comes with it.
Right.
And yes,
I don't want to pay for public school. Why should I have to pay for public school?
I think if you move away from the United States, you won't have to pay.
Oh, now I've got to
love it or leave it.
Owns my land?
Love it or leave it.
Who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also just 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code Radio, the word 60.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Free, that 3733 spells out free. If you've still got one of those phones that has letters on it. You know, I was a kid, everything was, all the phones were attached to the wall and they had letters on them. And it was really a big deal to have something that spelled something out. But not so much anymore.
Yeah, now, you know, they've got different prefixes and all different sorts of things. You can sort of pick your phone number. I've been through this a few times. Marketing agencies and stuff. We got to get your phone number that spells something catchy.
855-450-FREE. It's the holiday season. If you're still doing shopping, which, you know, maybe you are, please do your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. That is, you know, frankly, the Christmas time shopping is a big boost for us. It's very helpful. We have links there for Walmart, for Amazon, other online retailers, including Newegg, and gold.freetalklive.com, too. So just go there, shop.freetalklive.com. And let's go to Jimmy calling in from Arizona. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live.
How y'all doing?
Hey, Jimmy.
How's it going there, Mark, Chris Cameron? Well, hey, I was having myself another bad week.
Sorry, hear that?
Yeah, well, I watched that Beverly Hills Chihuahua Part 2, so that cheered me up.
I didn't even know there was this thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great movie. Y'all should check it out.
It's one of the opuses of our time.
Yeah, it sure is. It's right next to RoboCop. It's good. Yeah, well, I kind of got upset. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do when I get up there to New Hampshire. Uh-huh. I applied to the King Police Department. But, yeah, they said my IQ was too high.
So, I can hardly believe that.
Yeah, and that's ridiculous. So, you know, now I may have to. Yeah, Milford, my wife. I don't know if Christopher Cantwell knows her or not.
I think I know your wife pretty well, Jimmy.
Yeah. Well, good. She's friendly.
Yeah.
She may have to get a job up there and support us.
Nice way of putting it.
Kind of a she got a particular skill set. And well, I mean, it's serious, boys. You know, it's a good job. She makes a lot of money. I don't know if y'all, I don't think I've told y'all before what she does, but she's a plus-size hand and foot model.
She's a plus-size hand and foot model, okay.
Yeah. When somebody needs, flip-flops with some cankles in it, you know.
I thought when you called in last time, wasn't she working on some kind of documentary about how to breastfeed your pets?
Yeah. Well, she's busy.
She's a multi-talented gal.
She's got have you had a job in the last decade, Jimmy?
Probably about 40, 45 jobs. I don't know.
Busy guy, Jimmy.
I don't know. Christopher Campbell, I'm not sure if he knows what it's like, but, you know, people get angry at me all the time, you know. And
for taking all the jobs?
Yeah, well, they say I got a bad personality or something. I don't know if y'all know what that's like.
Yeah, some people say the same thing about me. They call me a name that starts with A.
I'm surprised. You seem like a nice fella.
Yeah, I figured you'd find me to be a nice fella. So that's
I think you two would get along just fine.
Yeah,
Jimmy, thanks for the update. Let us know if you managed to get that job with the Keene Police Department.
You bet. I love you guys.
Love you too, buddy. Oh, Jimmy's funny.
Yeah. By the way. Knowing the Keene Police Department, they do not have a limit on IQ. Some police departments do have that.
Right.
And that's why the joke's sort of funny and why I feel like I have to clear it up, because the Keene Police Department doesn't have that prohibition.
And they probably don't need it.
Yeah, you know, the... I don't know what that means.
I don't imagine that there's, like, a lot of geniuses lined up around the block trying to become Keene Police officers.
You know, I've met some pretty... You know what? I've met some pretty smart guys that work there, but they say that the reason that some police departments choose to do that is because police work can be boring. And I don't know if smart people get bored more easily than dumb people. I couldn't answer that. Is that so?
Yeah, I think you. Come on, man.
Anybody sitting there doing nothing?
You look like a smart guy to me.
Yes, but I've only been a smart guy. I haven't been a dumb one, so I don't know whether I would get bored.
Okay, easy. That makes sense.
I've been drunk.
Do you get bored easy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find myself multitasking and things like
smart
that.
Smart guy, you get bored easy. Other people are like, hey, I think I'll sit in a car and wait for somebody to drive by me when it's too fast, then I'll go threaten his life.
I'll take your word for it. Let's talk to Mac calling in from Washington. Mac, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, fellas, how you doing there?
Good to be with you, Mac.
I just wanted to talk about what you were talking about earlier about consent to sex. Back when I was in the Navy, way back when, I was in during the tailhook scandal, which maybe you might recall.
Yeah.
Was my understanding of it was that it was a big party someplace, I think Las Vegas, where a bunch of naval officers basically had an orgy with maybe a bunch of hookers or maybe a bunch of other naval sailor women, female sailors or something like that.
They didn't invite you, whatever happened, right?
Whatever
it was, they didn't invite you.
It didn't involve me. Well, after that, then there was sort of this explosion of rape accusations like they're going on now in the Navy. And they had the Chiefs Association, which is chiefs in the Navy, chief petty officers are E7s and up. And they've always had the Chiefs Association as long as they've had chiefs, I think. And the Chiefs Association kind of sort of acts like a parliamentary body almost. They get together, they have big conferences, and they actually propose new rules for the Navy. And sorry, I'm a little bit buzzed right now because I'm smoking an illegal cigar that I could go to jail for, and I accidentally inhaled it, so I might be a little bit stoned right now.
Oh, but, anyway, God forbid.
The Chiefs Association.
How dare you call into Free Talk Live intoxicated? Ah.
Exactly, yeah. But anyway, so when this whole thing came out, this was in about 91, 92 or thereabouts, there is, and as far as I know, always has been a rule in the military that you're responsible for what you do when you're drunk. If you're in the Navy or the Marines or whatever, and you go out into town and you piss on the sidewalk, well, you can't go back and say, well, gee, I was drunk, and they'll say, oh, no, that's no problem, you're drunk. I see, it's no big deal. No, you're responsible for your actions. So keeping that in mind, what the Chiefs Association proposed and what was actually really considered as a new rule to be implemented was that they started looking at these allegations of sailor-on-sailor rape, and they determined that a lot of it involved drinking. So they proposed that a female sailor, if she's drunk, if she's had one beer, cannot consent to sex. However, if she's out there with a male sailor and they have sex and he's drunk, he's responsible for his actions, but she can't consent to sex. So therefore, any time a female and male sailor go out and get drunk and sex occurs, the male has raped the female. This was actually seriously proposed as a rule. It was shot down, but it was proposed.
I'm glad to hear that it was shot down, but I mean, this is a common theme, right? Like, there's a lot of people out there, Mac, who would tell you that the default position should be rape by default, right? That if there's there's any situation where later on, for whatever reason, the female feels regretful about the sexual experience, that she can turn around and report it as a rape, and people think that that's exactly how it should be. I mean, especially, I'm glad it didn't catch on in the military, but you can imagine that people are trying to do it there, and that's part of the reason that people are trying to play up the sexual assault in the military line, but they're doing this on college campuses now, right? College campuses, the default position is it's a rape, that the male is a rapist, that we kick him out of school, and maybe we don't convict him of rape, but forever in his life, he will be marked as a rapist, and that's something that's really catching on.
You know, this, I think, comes down to the whole, I'm going to call it puritanical, but I don't really know, Victorian maybe, idea that the female sexual organs are very, very important. Because if I were to reveal to you that I'd had sex with people that I regret having sex with, everybody would be like, so what? How very interesting. You had sex with some people you wish you didn't have sex with. Well, I guess you're going to have to deal with it, aren't you, buddy?
Right.
Whereas when oftentimes when women, especially young women, have sex with people and then regret it later, it sort of turns into something much more because that's an important place.
Yeah, I mean, it's just simple supply and demand. I mean, you know, men are in more generally just giving this stuff away. And meanwhile, you know, females are just
supply,
driving up the price of it. And I mean, you know, we had a situation where there was a young lady who spent some time in Keene who was a professional of sorts. And a bunch of young ladies got very angry with her because it was almost as if though she was driving down the price of this product.
This commodity. Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, well, I gotcha. Yeah,
it does happen.
I also wanted to mention that I'm the white knight that called in last week that sort of stood up for the sexy coffee lady at the coffee stand.
And you did a good job, Mac.
Out of the story. Thanks. Yeah, but I actually came to agree with Mark, where Mark said that people were generally good but stupid, because actually it was quite a stupid thing to do. That guy could have beat the daylights out of me.
And you're wearing lavender pants. Thanks for the call, Mac. 855-4
Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.